Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weather forecast from the Weather Underground. Today, abundant sunshine, winds from the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour, and a high temperature of 49. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low around 35. And on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, high near 55 degrees. And in the news for today and our continuing coverage of the candidates and issues for the upcoming midterm election on Tuesday, November 8th. On Tuesday, we looked at the campaign for the 96th District for the Wisconsin State Assembly, where Republican incumbent Lauren Oldenburg is going for his third term against Democratic challenger Jane Swigum, a nurse from Gays Mills. In a report from the online SW4U website, Swigum, who is also known as Nurse Jane, was quoted on healthcare sharing, "Working as a nurse for 22 years, I've seen that the American health plan is, well, it's basically don't get sick. Americans just can't afford the cost of healthcare, which I see as a right." Swigum says a top priority for her, if elected, would to ensure that the state of Wisconsin accepts funding from the federal government to expand Badger Care, a move the Republican-controlled legislature has declined to take on, SW4U reported. Included in Swigum's health care platform is protection for abortion rights for women. On public education, another key issue in the state, Swigum shared in the SW4U interview, "When the state is providing funding to voucher schools, which are private businesses, they are taking money away from the public schools." Swigum said those private schools don't offer services to students requiring special education, and that places an additional burden on the public schools, especially with inadequate state funding for special ed. Another issue Swigum is passionate about in her district is water quality. Quoting, "We need to be vigilant in protecting our water so we don't end up like Holman or French Island and the town of Campbell in La Crosse County." Lauren Oldenburg says that water quality is not a partisan issue, but his party voted for all the pro-business rollbacks of environmental regulations and eliminated the Department of Natural Resources scientists that we need to protect our water. Again, that from SW4U. As we reported on Tuesday, Oldenburg was a reliable Republican yes vote on all party proposals in the last session. Oldenburg has said as far as PFAS pollution, he is opposed to going after the polluters through the courts. "All that does is tie things up in the courts and with the lawyers," Oldenburg said. "Someone has to take leadership on the issue, and I would prefer that it be the federal government so that every state has the same standards." Oldenburg says it's important to arrive at a standard for PFAS regulation. He pointed to the bill passed by the Wisconsin State Legislature discontinuing the use of firefighting foams containing PFAS in the state as a positive step in addressing the problem. Oldenburg said that the decision about how to regulate access to abortion should be done on a state-by-state basis and does not think there should be a federal law determining abortion access. He also said his legislative priority, should he be reelected, will include expansion of the youth apprenticeship program, which he helped to create. He said that he also wants to see the farmland preservation program tax credit increased because participation will cause more farmers to use a nutrient management plan to protect water and control costs. Information for this report comes in part from SW4U and reporting from the Crawford County Independent writer Gillian Pomplin and editor Charlie Pruce. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.